A haiku by Basho, featuring my allergies. I'm going to read it for you at least twice. As for the hibiscus on the roadside, my horse ate it. As for the hibiscus on the roadside, my horse ate it. As for the hibiscus on the roadside, my horse ate it. Personally, I think that horse has pretty good taste. Not sure if you've ever had hibiscus tea before, but 10 out of 10 recommend getting yourself some hibiscus tea, especially when iced. This time of year, iced hibiscus tea. Yeah, this horse was onto something back in the 17th century. Shout out that horse. And also shout out to the hibiscuses, the hibiscus trees in my backyard that are in full bloom, and my neighbors that reach through the fence and over the fence towards the west sunlight of my backyard. And the giant plate-size hibiscus that live a couple streets up and a couple streets over. They're delightful. They are actually the size of dinner plates, and I'm continually wowed by them every time. They feel like Jurassic Park flowers. Also, shout out Jurassic Park. It's a great time of year to rewatch Jurassic Park if you haven't seen it in a while. If nothing else, do it for Samuel L. Do it for Jeff Goldblum. If nothing else, do it for them. Yeah, 10 out of 10 recommend a Jurassic Park rewatch on a summer night. Worth it. Okay, it's the weekend. Woohoo! It's supposed to be gorgeous if you're in the GTA. Please slather on that SPF and seek shade during top sunlight hours. It's also Beaches Jazz Fest, so if you're into that kind of thing, go out and do that kind of thing. It should be absolutely delightful, and there's so many fantastic local restaurants to check out while you're down there. Shout out immigrant Mexican, South American, Central American food. 10 out of 10. Get some arepas. They're fantastic. Drink your water. That's important. I've been really struggling. Confession, I've been struggling to drink my water lately. No idea why. Sometimes it just be like that. Yes. Okay. So be kind to yourselves and be kind to each other. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes for another week. I very much appreciate it. Friendly reminder that if you go to CEKR.FM and click on the RSS feed button, use the URL and add it into your podcast app. And if you do that and you don't want these daily messages anymore, let me know and I will take you off the list. It actually makes my life significantly easier if you do that. So I definitely recommend it. Finally, if you have any poems or philosophy you want me to read to you lovely humans, please send them my way. Excuse me, I'm completely up for expanding my library, and I would love for you to be part of that. I'd love to have you in my library. All right, thank you again for letting me into your ear holes. I love you all so much. I really do. Take good care of yourselves and your hearts, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye!